I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. A legendary housing complex in Marin County is scheduled for renovation. Oakland has a new mayor. The town of Benicia may be losing its largest employer. The tradition of horse racing ends at a county fair. And San Francisco welcomes a new flower mart. Marin City's Golden Gate Village is on course for a facelift. The $266 million renovation could begin as soon as 2026. The Marin Housing Authority, which owns and operates the 296-unit low-income housing complex, approved the makeover last week. Upgrades will include modern kitchens and bathrooms, energy-efficient air and plumbing systems, new exteriors and rooftops. The project will be done in phases, allowing tenants to shift temporarily to other units in the complex and remain in the village. Built in 1961, Golden Gate Village was originally created to house shipbuilders, many of them African Americans. The campus constitutes an important share of the county's affordable housing stock. Former Congressional U.S. Representative Barbara Lee has declared victory in the race to become Oakland's new mayor. Lee was leading in Friday's count with about 53% of the vote. In total, 95,000 votes had been cast, with 42,000 remaining to be counted, according to the Alameda County Registrar of Voters. Oakland City Council member Lauren Taylor held a close second place with 47% of the vote. Taylor phoned Lee on Saturday to concede. The special election became necessary after former Mayor Sheng Tao lost a recall election in November. Tao is now facing federal bribery charges. Lee will serve out the remainder of Tao's term, ending January 2027. Valero Refining Company announced last week that it plans to idle, restructure, or cease operations at its Benicia facility by the end of April 2026. The refinery produces a variety of crude oil products. It is the city's largest employer with 400 people. The former Exxon facility was originally built in 1969. In October, the company was fined nearly $82 million for a history of toxic releases dating back to 2003. It was the largest ever penalty issued by the Bay Area Air District. Benicia Mayor Steve Young said in a statement Wednesday that the change will deeply impact the community. While this potential transition raises many questions, he said, "I want to reassure our residents that the city is committed to transparency, collaboration, and careful planning. We will be working with Valero, regional partners, and state agencies to better understand the path ahead." There will be no horse racing at the Sonoma County Fair this August, ending a tradition that began in 1936. The Sonoma County Fair Board said there's not enough horses in Northern California. This follows the end of racing at Golden Gate Fields in Albany and at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. The sport has been impacted nationally in recent years by a decline in wagering revenue and criticisms from animal rights groups. The California Horse Racing Board reported 108 racehorse deaths in 2024. Two horses died at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in 2023. Fair CEO Matthew Daly said the festival will now focus more on agriculture, education, and entertainment. If you want to celebrate the holidays of spring this weekend, you can surround yourself with color at the new San Francisco Flower Mart. The iconic 100-year institution, originated by Japanese Americans, held its grand reopening on Wednesday at its new home on 16th Street in Potrero Hill, just blocks from its former location. Mayor Daniel Lurie and Supervisor Shaman Walton were there. So was former Supervisor Aaron Peskin. As board president, Peskin worked to save the Flower Mart from ruin when Kilroy Realty bought the old building for a mixed-use development. Peskin convinced the developer to provide the city's flower vendors with their new spacious home. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.